Jeremiah chapter 23. Woe be to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says Yahweh. For this reason, thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people. You've scattered my flock, and you've driven them away, and have not visited them. Understand me, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, says Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them. And I will bring them again to their folds, and they will be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them. And they will fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither will they be lacking, says Yahweh. Understand me when I say, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will raise to David a righteous branch, and a king will reign and prosper and will execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Yehuda will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely, and this is his name by which he will be called, Yahweh, our righteousness. For this reason, understand that the days come, says Yahweh, that they will no more say, Yahweh lives, who brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But they will say instead, Yahweh lives, who brought up and who led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and out from all countries where I have driven them. And they will dwell in their own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man and like a man whom wine is overcome, because of Yahweh and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wildernesses are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yes, in my house have I found their wickedness, says Yahweh. For this reason their way will be to them like slippery paths in the darkness. They will be driven on, and they will fall upon those paths. For I will bring evil upon them, even in the year of their visitation, says Yahweh. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal, in the authority of Baal, and caused my people Israel to err. I have also seen the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery, and they walk in lies, and they strengthen also the hands of evildoers, so that none does return from his wickedness. They are all of them to me like Sodom, and the inhabitants of them like Gomorrah. For this reason thus says Yahweh of hosts concerning the prophets, understand me, I will feed them with wormwood, bitterness, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem has profaneness gone forth out into all the land. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, listen not to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you vain, useless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not out of the mouth of Yahweh. They say still to those that despise me, Yahweh has said, you will have peace. And they say to everyone who walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil will come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It will fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh will not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you will consider this perfectly. I have not sent you these prophets, and yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way, and from the evil of their doings. Am I an Elohim at hand, says Yahweh, and not an Elohim far off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I will not see him, says Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says Yahweh? I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, by saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yes, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who think to cause my people to forget my name because of their dreams which they tell every man to his neighbor, just as their forefathers had forgotten my name because of Baal. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says Yahweh? Is not my word like a fire, says Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? For this reason, understand me, I am against the prophets, says Yahweh, who steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Understand me, I am against the prophets, says Yahweh, that use their tongues and say, he says. Understand that I am against them who prophesy false dreams, says Yahweh, and do tell them, and cause my people to err because of their lies and because of their lightness. And yet I send them not, nor commanded them, and for this reason they will not profit this people at all, says Yahweh. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest, will ask you by saying, what is the burden of Yahweh, you will then say to them, what burden? I will even forsake you, says Yahweh. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people who will say, the burden of Yahweh, I will even punish that man and his house. And in this manner will you say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has Yahweh answered, and what has Yahweh spoken? And the burden of Yahweh will you mention no more, for every man's word will be his burden. For you have perverted the words of the living Elohim, the words of Yahweh of hosts, our Elohim. Thus will you say to the prophet, what has Yahweh answered you, and what has Yahweh spoken? But since you say, the burden of Yahweh, for this reason thus says Yahweh, because you say this word, the burden of Yahweh, and I have sent to you, saying you will not say the burden of Yahweh, for this reason understand me, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your forefathers, and I will throw you out of my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which will not be forgotten. End of chapter 1.